can we now finally, now that we have global intercommunication means, advance our understanding and so our resistance sufficiently to encompass this truth? We have to have an alternative, a global alternative, because the hold, their hold on us is global, to escape their heartless dominion and put an end to power on behalf of ourselves, in defense of our earth, in reverence for all our relations, and with love for our future generations. Now, this is just obvious that we have to have an alternative. So why is there no discussion of it on the left in the progressive media? Why is it not the only discussion we're having if we want to end power? Does this absence not token deep suppression of our speech, of thought? As does the further absence of discussion of the global general strike as a tactic that we all who want to end power, must ultimately get behind. It's a global power we're confronted with. And in the last absence, do we not find the question, do we want to end power? I.e., what is the goal staring up at us, the condensed core from which all the other questions pour? When do we, the people, get to have that conversation? But it's a bit of a catch-22. In order to know what we want, we have to see power, the hidden power, that actor, accurately, the state, accurately. In order to do that, we need access to accurate information through our discussions, as we have to accurately see what we got before we can see its opposite. We keep pacing around the walls of our container, not seeing power, seeing instead the seeming vacuousness or duplicity of our neighbors, resenting the omnipresent coercion built in to the system, disliking ourselves for our being so obedient, bending before it, our helplessness, not trusting each other enough to even begin serious attempts to overcome atomization. None of these walls self-erected. And isn't there a proper causal relation between them? And an order, therefore, to our discussions? And do we have all the pieces? The argument in this space that the reality we're given globally, all the education and news and expert speak established around us across nation state, that we are bombarded with to support it, that this reality is a construction, is premised on the proven facts that elites plan, that they keep their plans hidden, that the most important decisions that affect our lives are made clandestinely, and that these so-called rulers, global power, have perfected the mechanism of control via states. These facts are so well established that they languish in the background of our consciousness. It's assumed, and so never discussed, that power is and ever was and ever will be. Because, and at this point, and at this point, our thought process dissolves after perhaps laying out vague notions of human nature or there not being any alternative, then we close the door on the discussion. As the information and conversations to continue further along that vein are obsessively withheld. Today, if you're in the media and want to talk about race, you must, it seems there was a circulating memo that says so, you must not omit the words implicit bias. Now, power is always stealing and redefining our words and terms. I think we can, this once, this attention, repay, and take this notion implicit bias and fill it with more honest content, particularly as there's really nothing implicit about racism. It's pretty clearly expressed out there across institutions. But here's a bias that truly is disappeared into the structure of the system, reverence for the intelligent, quote unquote, i.e. the thinkers, and contempt for those imagined ones that aren't. Who aren't? We will be arguing that this is the core bias of class, the substance and rationale beneath its key divide, citizen-barbarian. That power always wins by manipulating it, this bias, in us. That the reason this manipulation of us works so brilliantly for power is that we never see it, this bias. And that it's employed to oil and validate its planted propagandists. And we will be arguing that because power has been operating clandestinely within states, with its planted representatives invasively spread among us, since first it seized the gaudy scepter and made to claim our hearts, our souls, our thoughts, that not only does it keep watch upon our protests, it tries to lead them, and that to lead them properly, you must provoke them.